The following episode of the Schick and Nick Show is brought to you by our friends at The Beanery. This is your neighborhood coffee shop located in Gretna, Papillion, Ashland, and 168th and Giles. Go to TheBeaneryCoffee.com to see their selections. They got drive-thrus all over the place. Check them out. They've got whatever you want to drink, maybe a snack along the way, and tell them Schick and Nick sent you. I don't know if it'll do any good, but they do offer the Schick and Nick drink, a nice caramel pecan latte. You can get it iced. You can get it hot. You can purchase e-gift cards for someone's birthday. It's The Beanery, serving people coffee.
Love it.
Casey's going to the locker room. He ran off the floor, but the trainers didn't run with him.
Might be a restroom break.
You think? Maybe that's right.
I'm going to run to the bathroom.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. I'm going to run to the bathroom. It's thank you, Kent and Jake, for leading us to the cold open. That was great.
That was good. No, and we really got to give a thanks to Keisei Tominaga for basically appearing to be running to the bathroom, so it allowed for us to do it. Like, take me behind the scenes. How did you get queued up on that? How did you find that one, Schick?
So I was made aware of, I guess someone had tweeted to the Schick and Nick account about the show being referenced again, and I didn't have an exact time, but I figured it was second half when the game was getting away, because you don't want to reference our show when it's a competitive game.
Yeah.
Right, you want to, this show is the show that gets referenced when the game is not important anymore, because you should never talk about us when a competitive game is going on. So I just listened to most of the second half and heard that and thought, I got to run to the bathroom.
That works perfect. Okay, yes, that's it. You'd imagine there are not a lot of Schick and Nick references.
I'm going to run to the bathroom.
There's not probably going to be a that. If they're, if Nebraska is in the 7-10 game in the first round of the NCAA tournament, I assume KP and Jake aren't going to be dropping Schick and Nick potential drops for us, but you never know. You never know.
I'll put that on the poll. Should Kent and Jake reference Schick and Nick during the NCAA tournament?
Come on.
Call for a Nebraska game. Yep.
I mean, they're doing it in conference games, right? Got to treat it like another game, okay? That goes for the radio call, too.
Conference games, NCAA tournament game, it's all the same.
It's all the same. It is all the same, my friend. By the way, I did interview Fred Hoiberg on the floor. And
I saw some tweets about that. There was a screen grab of someone saying, poke his chest, poke him, poke him. How was that there after that one?
I mean, there was no poking. I learned my lesson not to poke. Once you poke and it gives it give you anything in return, you don't poke again. That's the poking rules, okay? So I didn't poke. I did hit Jawan Gary with a quiz, though. You ever been?
Okay.
Have you ever
asked him a question?
Oh, I asked him a question, put him on the spot. It was Saturday, February 17th. I was made aware right before I did the interview by Seamus, the SID, the great SID of Nebraska basketball, that it was Jawan Gary's birthday. And so, I ask the typical questions, and I say, okay, I understand it's your birthday. Let's do some birthday quiz here. What other famous basketball player shares your birthday? I went out on a limb.
Goodness. You did not do the Michael Jordan.
Oh, you
thing
bit him.
With him. Oh my Nick Baugh tries to bring every basketball conversation back to Michael Jordan.
He knew. Luckily, you could tell he started nodding. He was like, he had the goat himself. Michael Jordan. I was like, good. Okay, I was nervous. You quiz and it just goes, you know how to hold a bat, you hold a bat by its wings. Oof. We'd have had a little Michael Xavier and Nick Baugh on BTN.
You know how to hold a bat, you hold a bat by its wings.
that's a good line.
He didn't get it.
Everybody's a little nervous.
Did I need that? We didn't need it.
Yeah, but But like Pete did to you, you should have just answered the question immediately after the question.
I should have.
You know who shares a special birthday with you? It's Michael Jordan. That way you take all the guesswork out of it.
I should have done it. Well, I should have found like a 19, you know, a Bob Cousy reference. But he didn't get it. He didn't get it. He didn't get it. But, yeah, I knew. I was like, he's got to know that he shares a birthday with Michael Jordan, you know?
And then you lifted up your shirt and said, look, and I've got happy birthday, Michael, on my chest.
Well, I did explain to, I couldn't believe that my wife didn't remember why I chose this. So Saturday, February 17th, was the 8-year anniversary of my surgery. Opened up my chest, pulled a tumor out all over it, okay?
I open up some salsa, explodes all over my chest.
That was the exact, that was Dr. Rudy Lackner's exact report.
That's it.
To me.
Doctor, could you tell us exactly what happened while I was under? Opened up your chest, got a tumor out of your chest.
Open up the scalpel, opened it up all over your chest. But when we were going over potential dates back, you know, we were trying to figure out surgery, I had done so many book reports on Michael Jordan that I knew, you know, and segued like, my book report is on Michael Jordan. He was born February 17th, 1963. And so I knew when February 17th was an option, I was like, yes, I want that. I want that one. And the whole reason
you still have that lisp. You still have that lisp.
I do. I do. I do. It just pops up every once in a while when I lisp dates. But I knew that, okay. I mean, how stupid is that? How sports have a way of making, I mean, having massive surgery. Why did you choose that date? Because it was a basketball player's birthday, and I just felt like it was right to do it like that.
This is either going to be the greatest day or the worst day, and it's really either I'm either going to make it through, and it's surgery successful, Jordan's birthday, or it's my death day, right? I mean, that's really what you were thinking about. I'm going to ruin Jordan's birthday, and if I'm going, I'm going on his birthday,
that's
right?
Yeah,
I'm doing it.
If I'm going out on MJ's birthday. That's how I felt about it. I'm going out with Jordan. I want Jordan on my team, you know?
I'll put that on the poll. If you're going out, are you going out with Michael Jordan?
I'm really into, by the way, have you seen on Peloton that you can now watch like Netflix and all them things on it? There's like an internet.
I have heard about that, but I haven't done that yet. I've been watching, I've just watched the Succession right now. I'm in like season 3 of that.
Okay.
Awful show, but such good acting. I can't stop. Like, it's just so bad, but so good. Apparently, it's won some awards.
Apparently.
And when I'm done with it, I want to talk about it, but it's been over for a
while. See, I can't help out. I can't help you out. I can't do it because I've not watched Succession. But I am.
I do not listen to music. I don't listen to. I just have the cues. The only reason I've got it is so I can lock in the speed because I've got one of those newer bikes that you can lock in the endurance.
Right.
The you know how strong you
whatever
have to
the
pedal.
Hell it Sorry, is I have nothing to do
and
with the calories burned, resistance, RPMs, or whatever the hell it is.
Resistance. Thank you, Bo. Resistance. And so
I had to figure out how fast to do the pedal. What is those things
those
called?
Pedal thingies.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I do not listen to the music. I don't listen to the instructor. I have them on, but I'm watching television.
Like, yeah.
The exercise becomes better. I'll put this on the poll. Is exercising easier when you're watching television?
See, I usually, for a long time, I would have the workout going. I'm not listening to like, come on, push, go. I'm listening to a podcast of some kind.
Right. That's what I do too.
You know, I'm doing that. But now that I got, you know, in the screen, I can watch Netflix. And so your boys, I'm just rewatching The Last Dance. So your boy been watching The Last, because I find The Last Dance incredibly inspiring. And that, the intro music to The Last Dance, gets your boy ready to pedal to the metal. You know what I'm saying?
Is Nick Baugh watching The Last Dance while on the Peloton the least surprising news of the week? I did get a great tweet about you and the 8 Mile thing last week. They envisioned you just you picked 8 Mile because it was the first movie listed, because it's in alphabetical order. They put the numbers first. 8 Mile is the first movie you saw on the plane. You're like, I'm not going any further than this. That looks good. You're like a little kid who sees like one cookie. He's like, I want that. There's a cake behind it. He's like, I don't care. No, I just saw the cookie first.
I did see that tweet. I thought that tweet was funny. It was not true, but it didn't change that it was funny. It did not change that the tweet was still an excellent tweet.
Don't let facts get in the way of funny.
No, and I'm not gonna let it happen. I'm not gonna let the fact that it wasn't true really impact anything with me. But yeah, I don't know what's more. So what's more surprising for people, that I watched 8 Mile on the flight, or that I'm rewatching The Last Dance I work out?
I can't believe you watched The Last Dance. Like, I want to watch things I haven't seen.
I cannot
listen to or watch things I have already seen. I want to use the time to see something I haven't seen. It's either live sports, or it's a movie or a show or something.
Yeah.
You are using it to just talk. Hey, I'm going to watch this new guy here, Michael Jordan. I'm going to watch some highlights of this guy and see if he was any good.
Like, he's down 3 to Utah in 98 in game 6. What happens?
Can't wait to see it. Spoiler. They need some spoiler alerts on these things.
Come on. No, I don't know. Something about
put it out on Twitter. Don't spoil Michael Jordan's career for me, please. No spoilers. I'm watching The Last Dance.
On episode 8 of Last Dance, they are about to begin the 98 playoffs. Don't spoil. Thanks in advance.
That's so good. Jordan has just recovered from the flu. Don't know how he got it. Don't want to know.
Did you guys
know? All I know is we're in game 7.
Jordan had the flu in the finals in 97. Just about to watch what happens here. Really curious. Don't spoil. Thanks, Nick. I need to do it.
So we've done a lot of polls here. This is a good segue to Kent and Jay. This is a clip here. I found it. I was, it was last night. I was getting ready for a game that I was calling today. I got called in yesterday afternoon on the way back from one of Porter's baseball games. And the phone rang and they said, hey, can you call a game tomorrow? Have you ever had that? You've had that before,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Especially during COVID. Can you call a game tomorrow? And in your head, you're like, okay, what have I got going on tonight? Will I have time to prepare? Anyway, the answer is yes.
Yeah,
it's here in Charlotte.
Yeah.
It's on ESPN.
Cue up the water boy. Like, would I do that for you, not only will I do that for you, but I would, yes, I could do that for you.
But yes, I would do that.
I would do that for you.
That's what I said. I said it just like that with that accent. They still wanted me to do the game. Like, we're really stuck. I don't care if you talk like down south. That's fine.
Welcome to the Bayou ESPN2 boy. College Basketball. We need you. It's brought to you by Sonic Blockbuster. The Campbell Camels take on.
It had to be the Campbell Camels. So, okay. All right.
Campbell Camels, see if they can get over the hump today.
I bring in my broadcast partner, Manny Gaku.
Are you serious?
Mark Adams is being replaced by Manny Gaku today.
Oh, man.
Are
you serious?
So, it was Charlotte and Wichita State. So, called them. But,
okay.
But I was getting, but last night, I was like, I gotta, I'll hop in the shower quick, take an evening shower. And just like most normal people, I listened to a replay of Nebraska ball against Penn State, Kent and Jake with me in the shower. So I'm listening to it in the
you
second half.
You hit the showers with Kent and Jake.
Who doesn't? I won't put that on the poll, though. So
we don't want to know the answer to that question.
So anyway, I'm listening. And I found it. Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
It's a nice little clip here. They have fun that you can tell. The game's getting away from them. They're joking with each other.
Right. Well, give it to me.
And then, of course, it comes back to this podcast. I laughed out loud in the shower. I do that a lot. Here we go.
Paul Seltz. Paul really does need to buy a vowel for that last name. S-Z-E-L-C. Paul Zelk. Right?
He needs to do a lot of things.
Play a little Jeopardy here. Isn't that the game where you buy a vowel?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. No, that's Wheel of Fortune, isn't it?
Wheel of Fortune, yeah, that's right. Are you Vanna? Are you my Vanna?
Sure. Not sure how I want to answer that question.
Oh, Vanna. Free throw no good by Kern. Sorry. Do I have to take that back? Or?
No, that doesn't offend me.
Doesn't? Good.
We have to do more than that to offend me, KP.
We had a little back and forth on Twitter this week. Free throw, Kern. Made the second one. You didn't know the definition
of Riz.
Of Riz.
I learned that.
I had to take you to school on that. I mean, who's more urban, Jake or... There's a Schick and Nick show question. Who's more urban, Jake or Kent?
And you're more hip, too, I guess.
Well, if you're more urban, you're more hip.
That's not necessarily true.
Well, it is, too.
Okay, great clip. Probably the best minute and a half in the history of that broadcast. Just so good. So many good things. Had nothing to do with the game. In a related story, I'll put it on the poll. Who's more urban, Kent or Jake?
Good God.
All right. So that's on the poll.
Okay.
You had the Wheel of Fortune. You got to buy a vowel. Is that Jeopardy? I wanted to go, you're obviously not a big Jeopardy fan.
Yeah.
You're obviously not a big football fan.
And so then they do that. And then he says Vanna. I was like, has anyone ever said that on a broadcast before?
Oh, Vanna.
Vanna. I was like, that's terrific.
That is so good.
And then it goes into Riz, which my kids use. And it's taken me a while to figure out what Riz means.
I didn't know what it meant.
Like, hey, you're kind of like a... You got good girl game. Like I don't know if that's what that means. If you say that to a guy, I don't really know. But my kids do say Riz to each other and talk to us in a different language. I have no idea what you're talking about. Now I know what people who listen to this show and talk to their spouses who don't feel like. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I know what the spouses are like.
Wait, I thought Riz was just an abbreviation for charisma. Is that not true?
Okay.
I don't know. I assumed that if you have Riz, that's what
that's
I thought.
Probably
it was
a good way to say it. It says the meaning of Riz is romantic appeal or charm.
Okay.
Okay. So it does say back in 2023, it does say Riz is short for charisma.
Okay. But it seems like it'd be more apt.
It
in
says
the
it comes from
world.
Black culture, which means you and I should use it more often.
That's true. That is very true. That is so very true. Yeah. Okay, well.
What is this Riz? Guys, could you explain this Riz to me? I'd really like to use this hip language.
I watched 8 Mile on a flight the other day. Boy, did that bee rabbit have a lot of Riz. Rewatching The Last Dance. My goodness, did Tony Kukoc have a lot of Riz. You gals see that Steve Kerr on The Last Dance? Talk about Riz, am I right? Anywho. Not good. Jerry Krause. Boy, I was watching The Last Dance. Jerry Krause, no Riz at all, right?
Someone hands you a cracker. I wanted Ritz, but you gave me Riz.
Yeah!
Like, all right, that's
it's that a classic cracker mistake. Oh,
so anyway, it does say the ability to attract a romantic or sexual partner.
Okay,
is a colloquial word.
Okay,
style, charm, right. Attractiveness. So yeah.
Well, I'm glad
Kent
knows
explaining
it.
Riz to Jake. I believe that does make him more urban.
100%. I mean, this might be our first 100% poll question. Trust me, I know Jake. I've known Jake for a long time. Jake listens to the Talking Heads. He listens to the Grateful Dead. Dude has gotten, I don't know how much Riz that boy got. Now, that's my boy. Now, let that boy.
I'll put it on the poll. Does Jake Mueleisen have Riz? That's great. All right, so... Nebraska Paul's got some Riz. They're doing their thing.
They on the bubble, boy.
They're on the bubble, boy. I have said, I've been on record, that they can still make it without winning a road game, but it would sure make you sweat a little less if you did win a road game.
Oh, man.
It's just going to be a
so stressful.
anal retentive March Madness Selection Sunday.
It's now the final. These final handful of games have become a giant game of Jenga for Nebraska. The remaining teams on their schedule, I'm not sure any of them really help. Like, any win left on their regular season slate here, I'm not sure it really helps them, but certainly losing to some of these teams could hurt them.
Losses will hurt a lot more than wins will help, but you have to win them, right? So it's just,
yeah.
It's always the thing, like, hey, this isn't a big game. Oh, yeah, try losing it and see how big it is.
Yes.
Like, that was a big game.
Right.
They're all big.
They're all big. Ohio State beat Purdue earlier today, so all of a sudden that game at Ohio State, you thought when they fired Holtman that, you know, there would be a, you know, 1-2-3 spring break.
I mean,
would be there the way they broke
the vindication of Gene Smith. He was hugging. Is it Diebler?
Yeah, Jake Diebler.
He was hugging Jake Diebler, the
Jake
interim
Keebler?
Coach after the game, like
Diebler.
October 4th,
September 4th.
Okay, they need the Diebler.
He was hugging. You know, he was hugging to Diebler Elf. After the game, almost like a this is why we did what we did type of moment. Even though they're not going to make the tournament, they're not going to make a run. But what is Chris Holtman thinking? Watch that. I guess I was the problem.
You know, great guy.
Right?
But my
goodness.
I think Gene Smith, if we have audio of him in the locker room about how proud he is of the team, but tonight was about another guy, Jake Diebler. I mean, basically, this is the Mickey Joseph, Trev Alberts situation. You get an interim coach, Diebler.
Yeah, I got it here.
You know? Do we have audio?
This is, I got audio. This is
Gene Smith.
This is Gene Smith in the locker room talking to Ohio State.
First of all, I want to tell you guys how proud I am of you. I'm so proud of you. Thank you for how hard you've worked, gone through a lot, all this adversity. And I can't begin to tell you how proud I am of you. Thank you for representing us so well. But tonight is about another guy. His first win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, Ohio State, that sounds like 300 guys in the locker room. That's amazing.
I mean, it works perfect. Does it not? You don't even have to, like, I thought he was going to drop a Nebraska or Mickey in there. No, he never. It works
nothing.
Perfect. It works
tonight
perfect.
Tonight is about another guy.
Jake Diebler.
Diebler.
Who was Trev talking about? Mickey or Trev?
Who had a better win? Mickey Joseph over Indiana? Or Jake Diebler
over Purdue? Second-ranked
right,
Purdue.
See where it goes.
My word. I mean, that's...
Game. What a...
what a moment. What a moment.
Just amazing.
Quick timeout. Got to call a full timeout to talk about our good friend Paul at the Beanery. We're just going to talk about Paul, or are we going to talk about more than Paul? We'll talk about more than just Paul because they got more than just coffee at the Beanery. They got smoothies there, strawberry smoothie, strawberry banana smoothie, a mango smoothie. I mean, they got like, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 different smoothies. They got bagels, cookies, different foods, breakfast. I mean, you roll out of bed and you go straight to the Beanery, and good things are going to happen for you.
I would like to interrupt you, though. Please put on clothes, especially if you sleep in the nude. Don't just roll out of bed and go.
Oh.
I know we like to say that. Put on some clothes.
Okay.
Put on some shoes. Put on maybe a spritz of cologne. Brush your teeth. You know, no one needs to see or smell that. Go to the Beanery, although the Beanery's coffee aroma will overwhelm any stank that you bring in there. The Beanery, if you buy a gift card, you can reload the card online. If someone gave you that for Valentine's Day or something, you have this Beanery card, reload it. Reload it online at thebeanerycoffee.com.
And the beauty of it is, if you know, the Beanery is a great place to go if you need to get some work done. In fact, if you need to use the restroom, I mean, this is what it may sound like in the middle of, you're hanging out, you're having a business meeting there, and they got ukuleles being played there, and you may have to just stand up and let people know what's going on.
I'm
going
to run to the bathroom.
It's amazing they have ukuleles there. Really
they got
cool.
ukuleles
really
at cool. the Beanery.
Every time, it's like when you walk into Cheers, Norm, you know, when you say I have to go to the bathroom, they go, oh, here's the ukulele, and they play that for you as you go. I think to recap, it's the Beanery serving people coffee.
Oh, amazing. Man.
Speaking of Nebraska and Matt Rhule, he was on College Game Day, the podcast, with Reese Davis and Pete Thamel. And he had this line that I thought was really good, talking about how good-looking team they are.
Road for those 3 weeks we mentioned. I came back on a Friday morning and walked out, and I was like, "Damn, we have a good-looking team." You know, we're not a big fat team. The only fat guys are the coaches on our like we're like a big yoked-up, strong, competitive team.
I'll put it on the poll: if the only fat guys are the coaches, are you on the verge of a championship?
What a great line! The only fat guys are the coaches.
We always joked about you can't be fat and be a football coach, right? You can't because you got to be, you know, you got to practice what you preach, you know, get in shape, do this. It's like, and he's being funny. Like, you know, they're not fat. These are good guys. But I mean, it's funny to hear
Andy
that.
Reed
the only fat guys are the coaches. We're good.
Andy Reid is big boned. You know what I'm saying? Andy Reid is big boned.
I mean, you could say he's an overweight gentleman.
Yes.
I am too. Right,
and
I'm not coaching football,
but you know, I don't know. That's when do you know Nebraska's back? I think we just got one sign. The only fat guys are for the coaches. You know, great sign.
The only fat guys are the coaches.
Yeah, it's a great sign.
They always used to joke like, "Oh, great, you know, so and so's in trouble, got arrested. That means we're on the verge of a championship.
Oh, they're
right?
Coming back." No. Like, all right, you know.
Fat coaches.
Fat coaches. Fat coaches. I would rather have fat coaches than my players get in trouble. All right. Hey, put you on a. I'm gonna put you on a spot.
I mean, you put me on a spot.
Are you about to give me the over under?
How'd you know that? How you know that? Huh? Am I that predictable?
Well, I was on with Schmitty earlier this week, and he asked me that question, and I did not hesitate. Oh, I did not hesitate, but I figured that's where you would go.
You take the ovies? 7.5, right?
I did not take the ovaries. I actually took the underwear.
You took the underwear?
I did. 6 or 7 wins. I took the win. I took the under. I say 7. And you can go through the schedule. Of, oh, they should win this, should win that, should win this. Returning production's through the roof, right? So it's really good. Hey, bad news. No one invited to the combine. Good news? That's because they're all invited back to Nebraska.
100%. That's it.
So I get that, but, you know, you haven't won 6, and now we're setting the over-under to reach the over is 8? Like, I can't do that. Like, that's a bridge too far. You haven't won 6 games.
So do you think 7.5 is the right?
47.
Yeah. That's true, and that's true, by the way. We don't even have to fact check that. Do you think 7.5 is the right number? Or would you?
I would have put it at 6.5, but I think there's a lot of protection going in there. I think there's protection going in there.
I mean,
I think 7.5 is fine. Maybe 7. 7 maybe would be the push.
Right.
On that.
Right.
But, I mean, you could totally look at their schedule and say, hey, they should be 4-1, 5-1. Right?
It is like, what totally I talked shit. About. They needed to get the schedule, get a couple Hostess cupcakes to get that thing cracking like eggshells. They need 2 cupcakes. They need 2 Hostess cupcakes to get it cracking like eggshells, boy.
Their first home game, they're opening up their first, starting the season at home.
First 4 games of the season.
But the opening game is at home for the first time in
since
what, 5,
1947.
That's right. They've been on the road a long time. No, I mean, go through this. I mean, the fact that you're opening up at home against a Hostess Cupcake, the last time they opened at home against a non-Power 5 team was
2019.
It was Arkansas State 2017. Let's see, what was
2019? 2019, I thought they opened with, did they not open with Alabama?
Oh, 2019. 2019 at home against South Alabama.
South Alabama,
they opened
yes.
Up at home against
But other than that, it's been a lot of at Illinois, at Ohio State.
At Ireland.
At Dublin. How many teams can go to Dublin and live to tell about it? Not many, okay? Especially when you kick an onside kick in the third quarter. Sorry. I mean, this schedule sets up, you know? I mean,
there's no doubt it sets up for 8 wins. There's no question it sets up
but
for
it's
8
hard.
Wins.
I mean, that defense coming back, boy, that defense is that defense is legit. But it's just
I mean, here are your I want to look and see if the Football Power Index has been updated to look ahead to next year's team. I don't think it has yet at this time, but my guess would be that they're going to be favored in for FPI and all that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 or 7.
Yeah.
6 or 7. I mean, even as I say this out loud, I look at the schedule. I take the under on it.
Here's the thing, though, you better hit the ground running because that back half of the schedule is.
That's what I mean.
I mean, Ohio State, at Ohio State, UCLA comes to the crib. You're at USC, Whiskey, and then at Iowa. Like,
yeah.
Better do your thing for that yickenwang early on.
Like, even Colorado, and I'm not trying to be a homer here, but Colorado's going to have the best, most experienced quarterback on the field, and they're going to have, like, the top two or three best players on the field. Like, they are. I don't want to be a homer. But they have the best, like, 1 through 60, they have the better players. I don't want to be a homer, but they got the best. They have. There's no one better on the field than anything Colorado has, right?
Yes. I mean, you're right. I mean, you'd have to go all the way back to 1947 for that to be different. But you have to remember, and it's easy to just forget, you have to remember all the games that Nebraska fumbled down the stretch and mismanaged, and yes, they're returning everybody. But, yes, they got Dylan Raiola. Yes, they went in the portal, got some ballers, but like, I don't know.
It's a lot of newness. There's still newness here at the most important position, right? So, can Heinrich Harburg take you to 7 wins? The follow-up is, if not him, can a freshman quarterback take you to 7 wins, right? Can take you to 8? We're talking about 8 for the overs. Can a freshman quarterback do that?
That's the hard part is, like, I mean, I feel like this, looking at the schedule and seeing 7 wins is pretty easy to do. When getting to 8 and saying out loud that they're at Nebraska going to win 8 games next year, just that's a little more challenging.
Everything that's gone wrong for you has to go right for you. Those heads have to flip to tails in a season like this. Like, you can look back and all the overtime, one possession games and all that. Like, if you go to the Minnesota game, you flip that game, the over-under you're looking at this year going, yeah, it should be 7.5, and they should get to 8 because you've gotten to 6. You should have gotten to 6 last year. You're sitting at 5 wins with a month to go.
Right.
You know?
But they're still, I mean, so, it still is the yeah. same coaches that – it's the same large cast of characters. It's just, you know.
Everyone knows the system. Like, there is something about the depth of knowledge in this transfer portal era where you have guys that know what they're doing, except the most important position is a brand new guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're probably going to line up. You're going to have a new running back, a new quarterback, number one and number two wide receiver.
Transfer wide out.
Yeah. Right? Like, all those guys are going to be new, which is good because I think they needed new guys. I don't think the talent was where it needed to be. But yeah, 7.5. I mean, I don't know. My first thought, because I was chugging the Kool-Aid at the time, was to take the OVs, but I don't know. Now you're talking me out of it. I gotta let them marinate a little longer. Gotta let them marinate.
I mean, they were right in there against Wisconsin last year. You get them at home.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to SC without Caleb Williams, right? You've got UCLA at home with a new head coach.
Yes.
So, you know, you should be able to get one or two of those final 4 games. There is an opportunity there at least. But if... it all comes down to, do you start 4-0?
You better start
4-0. Start 4-0 before you go to West Lafayette. Now we're having a serious conversation about 8 wins. Other than that, sorry, pal. Not happening.
I hear you.
Go Buffs. Okay, so.
Another timeout. Need another one to tell you about the Omaha Supernovas. And there has been reports of a fever sweeping all across the nation, but mostly in Omaha, Nebraska. And it's because of the Omaha Supernovas and the fact that their roster includes NCAA national champs, All-Americans, and Olympians. You need to join this fever. Catch the fever, if you will. And make sure you check out your Omaha Supernovas. And they are, I mean, chick, there's like 11,000 people at these games. That's a lot of people. It's a place to be. It's the place to be.
It is the place to be. It's the game of stars. It's the showcase of talent. Paige Briggs, Gina Mancuso-Prosowski, of course, our favorite. Maggie Cartwright, former Arkansas outside hitter. Sophie Davis, you remember her from JMU. She was terrific. Tori Dixon, gosh, I can remember her just blocking in the middle there for Minnesota. Now she's doing it for the Supernovas. Go to supernovas.com. You can click on your tickets. They've got some great ones coming up. Season tickets still available, individual tickets still available, or group tickets as well. It's a great place to go. Hey, we got a party. We got a corporate event. We want to do this. Well, go and do it. Great matches coming up. They're on the road for a little bit, and then they will be right back at home. Remember the Atlanta vibe? Thursday, March 14th. Get your tickets at the CHI Health Center, 7 o'clock Central Time on March 14th. Next time you can check them out. Do it. It's the Supernovas. Catch the fever. Quickly, I want to do this. This was from, I want to give a shout out to Larry Putney. This was tweeted out. Larry Putney, pun level 202, ooh, calling the Nebraska State Wrestling Finals the Columbus Discoverers doing their thing. Here we go.
Peterson is just going to ride this one out. And he has discovered a state champ, Mason Peterson.
Okay, good.
That's good.
Salute to you.
Very well done. Clearly you have taken a class or two, haven't you, Mr. Putney?
Larry Putney, one of the best and one of the nicest.
I love Larry.
You will ever meet. Yep.
I kick it with Larry every summer. Every summer for the Boys and Girls High School All-Star Game,
golf?
I spend a lot of time with Larry. Found out the dude is like a very well-accomplished bowler. Like, do you know that? Like, dude is like all-world bowler.
I did not know that. Did he learn all of that in his hometown of Lexington?
Larry Lexington? Not ever put those dots
hold
together.
Holla at your boy. It's Larry from Lexington. Holla at your boy. It's Larry from Lexington. Holla, 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 holla at your boy.
That's just,
what a song.
I feel like that needs to be on a shirt. Holla at your boy. Somewhere there's a guy named Larry in Lexington, Nebraska.
That's got to be like.
This is my ringtone.
This is my ringtone. I also got to walk into the local bar with a shirt that says, holla at your boy. It's a Larry from Lexington. And people are like, Larry. Cool shirt.
Good to see you, bud. Let's get to the polls. Polls are brought to you by
Pilla
402-919-ROOF. 402-919-ROOF.
Roof.
I mentioned something about roof to Kelly the other day. Something, the word roof came up, and she goes, roof, and she started
Kelly.
To do it.
Like, oh. Yes.
I was impressed. I wasn't disappointed. I was impressed.
That is awesome to hear.
All right. Here are the polls. We did have a lot of Valentine's Day poems.
We did. They were pretty good ones. Should we read a
few? How about this? You load up the poems. I'll do the polls. We'll alternate.
Okay.
I'll do a poll. You do a poem.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Right, a couple. Okay, Hardy. Hardy Wallbanger says, roses are red, diamonds you covet. When you upset Purdue, Jake says, love it! Love it!
Love it! Love it!
Good. Is Tony Romo still breaking down the final play of the Super Bowl? 96% said yes.
Okay. Elliot says, chocolates are sweet. Too many make you kachuk. Even if you didn't already know, Evan Burroughs, you suck.
Evan Burroughs, you suck!
Should have been
Did
from John Bishop.
Did Shickleback steal the Oklahoma City Thunder from the two biggest musical acts of the past week? 91% said yes.
Ooh. Another one, Hardy Wallbanger. Roses are red. A bride marries a groom. Now, if you excuse me, I have to run to the bathroom.
I'm going to run to the bathroom.
That's great. Is Plan B for watching the Super Bowl watching a part of 8 Mile? 58% said yes.
Good. That's good to hear. Roses, Red Arson says, roses are red, you can't have it all. Music during free throws? This is not Big Ten protocol.
This is not Big Ten protocol.
Boy, Lisa Bluter, she's such a nice coach. I just had a great conversation with her earlier in the week. And all after the Caitlin Clark record, the morning after, on Sirius XM, and all I could think was yelling about Big Ten protocol. That's all I could think about.
This is not Big Ten protocol.
Are people with peanut allergies easily offended by someone mocking peanut allergies? 74% said yes. We got a few tweets about this.
Sorry.
I mean, this is the last time we're mentioning peanut allergies. You can't.
I apologize. I am sorry about that. apologize about that. Josh says, roses.
You and your non-peanut allergy body.
Sorry. Josh says, roses are red. Dre Greenlaw tore his Achilles. If you're looking for a sip, you can find him at Chili's.
What? That's the worst poem I've ever heard.
So bad,
Dre
it's good.
Greenlaw and Chili's.
So
sip.
Bad, it's good.
What movie would you rather watch, 8 Mile or Hitch? 51% said 8 Mile.
Wow.
59% said Hitch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You can't go wrong. I think the real answer is you've already won. You walked home with Blockbuster Video with Hitch and 8 Mile. You got a weekend on your hands, brother.
Hitch is too many letters later. Can't get to it.
No. Jonathan, speaking of, roses are red. Nick should have watched Hitch. When he's on the road, he murders a Panera sandwich.
Great. Would airing TV theme songs from the 1980s and 90s be a good halftime show for the Super Bowl? 88% said yes.
You're just trying to get that target demo. That's all you're trying to do, you know? Okay. Mike says, roses are red, violets are the best. Just be sure to watch out for Nick's hard pokes to the chest. It's more for Fred.
Speaking of which, would Fred Hoiberg have gotten emotional if he had actually looked around? 70% said yes. That was actually my favorite question of the week. He didn't look around.
He didn't.
He told him to look around. He didn't.
Come on. You got to see what we got on the same page here. Of course, John Fairbury has a Fairbury poem. He says, my hot dog is red. It's from Fairbury 2. Nothing goes better than me with you.
I like that, John.
Works.
That's good.
That works.
What was the best commercial? Pella, State Farm, or Dunkin' Donuts? Pella got 47%.
Yes!
Are you surprised Schick hasn't seen 8 Mile? 69% said no. Have you seen 8 Mile? 66% said yes. What is least surprising regarding 8 Mile? Schick hasn't seen it, or Nick chose to watch it? 51% said Schick hasn't seen it is least surprising. And finally, the last question, is this Big Ten protocol? Folks, we do have some history here. 50% said yes, 50% said no. There were 357 votes, so I don't think that's entirely accurate, but we'll take it.
Give or take. That's good.
Job to all.
That's good.
All right, one more poem to send us off.
Find a good one to send us off here. We got to find a good one. We got to find a good one.
Oh, by the way, someone said Nick just hit us up with a pun level 200 in the Georgetown game.
Yeah.
Quote, Cook has to reign supreme because it's Supreme Cook.
That's
right.
That's right. I knew it. I kind of gave Kugler a look like, yeah, you're going to be listening to that one, aren't you? That's pretty good. Greg says, roses are red. Chili's is where we met. Was Steve Sipple there? I think I'd take that bet.
Oh, I like that one. I like that one. Time to get out. And Tyler, you like all that talk about Caitlin Clark possibly not being great?
I'm not happy about that.
Schick and Nick, yeah! Schick and Nick, yeah! The Schick and Nick Show, yeah! Here we go! Schick, yeah! Nick!
Yeah!
Schick, yeah! Nick!
Yeah!
Schick, yeah! Nick!
Yes!
Only fat guys are the coaches on our
Oh, Vanna.
A Huda Media Production.